Morning, Ross. January 12, 1974, Los Angeles.
Being a leader, one has to consider what is the position of the leader. They do not say that they are tunnels. Now they calculate if the leader is very cunning, then he's qualified. If they think that politics means cheating, cunning, bluffing, and that is good for him. Lloyd George sometimes, because he said consistency in politics is the qualification of an ass. Must be inconsistent. But here, this is different. First about tomorrow, how he should say. This was every guy is present in India. But if one is not thought concept, he is a third class last time. That sentence is now gone. Now to become God concept, to talk of God, is a business of primitive fools. They think like that, isn't it?
Yeah. They are realistic. We are not realistic.
Who is realistic?
They think that people who believe in God are not realistic.
Ah. And what is the realistic?
To work in social reform or politics. To work with social reform or politics is realistic.
Reform means continuously reform. Then that is perfect.
But no standards.
Understand. But if you stand not up before, that they do not know. Where from this one came?
Oh, Krishna. And the facilities are there.
Yes. Yeah.
Nuga Maharaj stating that six devotees around the country now will be running for political offices. Hopefully just to inject Krishna consciousness into the political arena.
He's one of them?
Yes, Srila Prabhupada.
He loves one of them?
No, no. That was Nuga Maharaj. I'm one of them in this area.
Yes. So which force you are going to contest?
United States Congress.
Senator?
Well, congressman, the two offices of the legislature.
the Senate and the House of Representatives.
Uh-huh.
And the for each state, there are two senators, no matter what the population.
Uh-huh.
And for the House of Representatives, every so many 100,000 people, there's one representative.
Uh-huh. That's like in England, House of Commons.
Yes.
And Senate, House of Lords.
That's right. Have been projected. One is that we preach very boldly and hold no bars, make it known completely what our platform is. The other attitude is one of making our propaganda more palatable by saying we will, if elected, we will reinstitute prayers into schools and not tell them much more than that.
Why in this school? In every home?
Well, it was a very big issue several years ago where they used to have a prayer at the beginning of each school day. But then one demoniac lady, one atheist, she, by her, simply by her willpower, got the Supreme Court to rule that unconstitutional. Now school prayers are not allowed in schools anymore. Unless we make an amendment to the Constitution saying, yes, we can have a prayer in school, then it would be allowed.
I mean, prayers are allowed unless there is scientific knowledge of God. That does not help. The prayer is still going on in the churches. That's God's improvement.
Yeah.
That becomes hackneyed. It requires training.
Then our political campaign should be educating the people in general as much as possible in the principles of Krishna consciousness.
Yes, that is. It is a taking chance to educate people.
We may not be successful at the beginning, but it's a good way of preaching.
Yes.
Talking to the general mass.
As they elect the congressman generally to solve different social problems which are existing in the society, so in our campaigning process, should we try to show them practical application of the philosophy for solving all their social problems, or should we preach philosophically?
No. We should preach that stop these things. No illicit sex. No gambling. No meat eating. Practically, it is there.
Should we also preach that
this is the real social problem?
Yes.
Should we also try to introduce legislation immediately to close the slaughterhouses?
No. If you want good man, good leader, you must be free from all these sinful activities. Otherwise, there is no question of good leader, good man. There is no question. First principle is this. Just like a patient. He must abide by your prescription. You must do this, you must do not this. Then there is fear. And simply, he goes on in his own way. So there is no value of consulting a physician. So the first program was that if you want really good leader, and if you want to become yourself also good, then you must give up this for sinful activities. Otherwise, all your scheme will be failure.
So we would tell the people that if we were elected, we would try to close the slaughterhouses.
No, that is revenge. Why you should say revolting something? He said that don't eat me. That is slaughterhouse closing. If you say that we close your slaughterhouse, they will think that these are, what is called?
Radicals, idealists.
But if you can induce them, that is also another process
to influence.
They agree, then automatically slaughterhouse is closed. If there is no customer for me, the slaughterhouse is closed. That's why Gandhi started this movement, non-cooperation. Don't cooperate with the British government. That was it. Because the Britishers are ruling India with the cooperation of the Indians. Otherwise, how they could rule? The soldiers are in India, the police are in India, the secretary of the office, class, they are Indians, all Indians. But they manufacture in such a way that they are cooperative. So Gandhi took the route that you non-cooperate, and then the Britishers will automatically acquire. That was his movement. Similarly, if we educate thoroughly that you must find out a leader who is free from this sinful activity, then he will help. And you also give up. Otherwise, how will you be able to select such a need? This will be our real problem. Otherwise, they will think that they are against our real joyful life. And these men are easy.
You have to explain
that if these things, sinful activities, you prolong, then you cannot become happy.
People will ask us, if we get into office, what are we going to do? What's the first thing we're going to do? What can we do? Since there are many, many other legislators and many other senators, they say, you're only one man. How can you possibly change the country if we elect you?
That's all we have. Internally, we are not after the office, we are after educated people. Even if you go to office, you cannot do. Even if you give your manifesto that you stop slaughterhouse and you are elected a senator, you cannot stop. No. Because their majority is there. If you say they love, that is nonsense saying. So even if you give any manifesto, you will not be able to carry out it, because their majority is there. So simply, you can general way educate them. Or you can give what is there. There is no harm.
But there are many people in this country that would like to see prayer put back in schools. Even though they don't understand prayer, at least they like they're sentimentally attached to it. And it was one idea that if we at least say that we would try to get prayer put back in schools.
Yeah. Without these things, background, there is no value of prayer.
Yet there are a lot of people that would vote for us on sentiment, at least. That at least we are for prayer in schools.
It is all that. Prayer, to advise people to offer prayer is not bad. But unless one is purified, that will not stay. By prayer, they are still going to church, and still churches are being closed.
Still, that could be influenced in the right direction afterward.
Influence to a certain extent. But as soon as you say prayer to God, they love. Now, what is this God and prayer?
Well, some people won't. Some people are still, they still have at least a sentimental attachment to God. They would like to see at least a semblance of prayer in school.
Do something practical. Prayer means to chant the holy name of the Lord.
Yes.
If you have no holy name of the Lord, we are giving you. So, if you have no expenditure, neither you have any loss. So why don't you try? Try for it. This will be reasonable. Is it not? And if they actually chant Hare Krishna, they are automatically prayer and everything.
But they would not be allowed to do it in school.
Huh?
They still would not be allowed to do it in school. There's a law against that. Especially in school.
That is an issue.
We should try to fight that.
Yes.
Yes.
Now, in these schools, now the senator has picked up one bed for prayer.
I'm sorry.
This one day, yeah.
One day, yeah.
Yeah, some 38 or 31st every. So, if the government wants prayer, why is that private in the schools?
Yeah.
This is contradiction, point out. Well, this law was introduced due to inexperience. Now they are currently experienced that it has not helped us. Therefore they are introducing prayer. So why don't we take it?
We should ride with that. We should try to get in on that. It's a great
otherwise, what is it? Choose up introducing prayer again. They have experienced that this, without prayer, things have failed. That's a fact. To take this part.
Yes. The schools are falling apart. Delinquency and there's lots of criminal activity amongst the children in school. And even the teachers are walking out of the classrooms because of the violence in the schools and the lack of communication with their students.
Now in India, in examination hall, there is regularly police.
Yes.
Regularly, I say. So what is the value of this education? There is regular police. Now there is no ordinary guard.
In fact, some people get killed.
Huh?
During the examination halls, people get killed. Sometimes people want to copy. And those people who are...
guarding?
Yes. They catch them and sometimes they get killed outside.
Yeah.
Especially in Calcutta.
Yeah.
In Calcutta, that was fine. I was in the examination hall. And
in fact, people are very afraid to be
asked.
But now I heard that the government of India is going to change the system of examination.
What is that?
They will introduce the grade system, just like here in the United States, and then there will be open books, so that there will be nothing afraid of copying. Open book examination.
Common sense. And set up plan. Let's see. Immediately he goes up. And man set up plan, you have to take position, you have to go so many miles, like this, then you can. It is imitation. The airplane has also wings. But his wings is collapsed. But that wing you have to keep because it requires so much space.
Just like the Bulser, when the Bulser wants to take off, they run just like an aeroplane for some certain distance. They cannot just get up immediately.
For you scientists, you are like Bulser. You are imitated vultures.
The symbol of the United States is an eagle, which is a bird of prey.
No, eagle, our symbol is also Guru, big eagle. Yes. Big eagle, Guru. And you know, Guru is not vegetarian. You know that?
Snakes.
Yes. Is that what you did? But if one becomes a sincere devotee like Guru, we can allow him to become non-vegetarian. But you cannot give it up.
Tattva? Huh? Yeah, Garuda is from the Jiva Tattva, or he has an expansion?
No, he's Jiva Tattva. Nitya Siddha.
Does that mean that there is some soul who can come under influence of Maya in the spiritual sky and some soul who cannot? Mm-hmm. Does that mean that in the spiritual sky, there's categories of soul who cannot come into Maya and some category who can?
Yeah, that potency is there always.
Mm-hmm. Is that the difference between Jiva Tattva and Vishnu Tattva?
Yeah. Hmm? That Vishnu Tattva is called Ochuta. In Pali.
From politics to the world of theology, one of the most misunderstood passages in the Western scriptures, thing that is most speculation about, is the beginning of the book of John, where it is said, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." And that word, that Greek word is logos. And so many people have said so many different things about that passage. No one really understands it.
I was wondering if they don't understand the absolute. God and God's word are not different. Otherwise, why we are after Bhagavad Gita? Because Bhagavad Gita is the words of God. So it's as good as God.
Absolute?
Absolute, yes.
Said at the beginning, the sound vibration Om was it?
The Om. Sabdhat anavati. Vedanta Sutta. Sabdhat anavati. Sabdhat. By vibration.
It goes on to say, then the Word then came down to earth and dwelt with man as Jesus Christ.
Huh?
The Word dwelt with man. This was, they say, the Lord Jesus Christ was the Word incarnate.
Well, incarnate means flesh. Incarnate means flesh. Having come down in flesh.
That's all right.
From our Krishna conscious standpoint, this means a person who is a Jagat Guru, who is fully living Shastra, and therefore not different from the Word of God.
Yes. Because he is following the words of God. Therefore, he is not different from the words of God. Respect here. Just like a lawyer is not different from the law. That is called lawyer. Huh?
like you were mentioning this morning in class, how they're cheaters. They're simply, say they're lawyers, but instead they're breaking the law.
Yes. Now there's big lawyers who can tactfully break the law. That is good law. They'll find out some flaw in the law and win the case. A man has committed murder, everyone knows, and if a lawyer can save him, then he's a good lawyer.
Right.
How to nullify the law, and he's a good lawyer.
You'll find that our administration and our government is composed of about 50 or 60% lawyers.
Like Nixon.
Yeah. Pretty much so, that Nixon.
What is the position of Nixon now?
It's getting more popular.
How?
Well, it couldn't get any less popular.
Huh?
He couldn't get any less popular. So now nothing's happened, so he's the only one available, so he's getting more popular.
People forget.
Yes.
They're all cheaters, so because he's a cheater, they fear he's one of them.
Huh? Yeah.
That's called representation.
Yes.
People have become cheaters. Therefore, their representation is also cheater. You can make vigorous propaganda that this will not help without prayer. Offering prayer to his God. He says, stop, this is not good. And prayer means you chant the name of God. So there is no loss on your part. If there is some gain, why don't you try it? It will be very nice.
Certainly, they have nothing more to lose. Huh? They have nothing more to lose.
But if you could chant, you'll be gainer. So, and what is the heart? The child can see the result.
Of course, they must follow the four regulated principles too.
Huh?
They must follow the four regulated principles too.
Their advice, even they do not follow, they will later on follow.
Yes.
By chanting.
Yes.
Our Sunday program, generally the guests do not follow the four regulated principles. When they come, they become very blissful.
But one thing, when you make a propaganda, you must have the facility for chanting Hare Krishna. Or you are simply going to see, no chanting.
No, we'll always be chanting.
Always.
Chanting.
Yes.
We will not speak without first chanting.
Yes.
But still we have to talk to them. We still have to talk to them, though.
No, you can't talk. Yes. That's about chanting. And request them to join the chant.
So, we will probably become known as the Hare Krishna Party, just like we became known as the Hare Krishna Movement.
Oh, my goodness.